Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.
That there are so many ministries. Let's see, is this thing recording? I think it is now. You'll notice that there are so many ministries casting people into the role of the victim, you know, and that's how they sell a lot of tickets to fill the auditoriums, to fill the stadiums. You know, T.D. Jakes, Joyce Meyer, and a lot of these female devils out there that are improper leadership positions that they put themselves into. And people just flock to buy their tickets and go to these conventions and the ladies' meetings in particular. I'm thinking about, but it goes for the men too. Now, women are more easily deceived than men. That's just part of the fall. That's what happened. We've got a website that goes into that pretty deeply, and it's called womenprofessinggodliness.com. Womenprofessinggodliness.com. But notice, we need to talk about these things because we need to teach and learn discernment according to Ezekiel 44:20. The godly servants of the Lord, the Bible says, will teach my people to discern between the righteous and the unrighteous, the darkness and the light, etc. Check it out, Ezekiel 44:23. Now, what they're going to do is they're going to sell you on this victim mentality. The line is always the same. You know, Joel Osteen, the same way, these Pied Piper wolves, they talk about how, well, you know, you've had some hard things happen in your life and you've been abused, and but your day is coming, or your day is here. And, you know, they never ever talk about the personal responsibility of the individual to repent, to acknowledge their own part in the abuse that they participated in. Abuses, for example, come from relationships. You know, you and I have been in relationships in our past. If you're past about 5 or 10 years old, you can probably relate to this. But, you know, we were responsible for the, first of all, getting into a relationship with that person. There's certain things we weren't responsible for, but there are certain things we are responsible for. And last time I checked, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, which goes for you and for me. So we had our part, even though the person might have been the major or the main abuser. That doesn't mean we didn't participate and do wrong ourselves. And until we take personal responsibility to get to the root of things and repent ourselves for our participation, then we're not going to be healed. And we're going to keep going to these people's conferences every year, wasting our time and money. And we're going to be ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Timothy 3:7, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's sad. And that's what these people want you to do. They want to perpetuate and coddle you in your hurt because they've made an industry out of it, and they're making merchandise of you. They're making money on you, folks, and you're gullibly buying into it, and you're never getting any change. Some of you people that are listening to me have been church members for years and even decades, and all you do is go into a church building once or twice a week and hear a message. But as Ezekiel 31 says, you never do that message. You never obey. You're always getting ready to obey God, but you never obey. The thing you need to do is repent so that the Lord can break that yoke of sin off your life and set you free, and go on a fast, an extended fast. Break up your fallow ground. Sow not among thorns, for it is time to seek the Lord until He come and rain righteousness upon you. Hosea 10:12 and Isaiah 58. Go on a fast. Die to death. Lay it all down. Die to death. You're crucified with Christ. Say it out loud and mean it, and release your whole life to the Lord and die down deep into the death of Christ. It's only then that God's going to raise you up. The resurrection and the life, He is, Jesus said, John 11:25. And He's not going to raise you up until you die. Now, we've got two books on that help people learn the scriptural prescription for living the Christian life, and that's the daily daily cross Jesus said you must take up. Those books are called Raised Up and I Die Daily. Raised Up and I Die Daily. You can see them on the store there at safeguardyoursoul.com or on Amazon in Kindle or print. Now, before we close this out, I want to talk about roots, getting down to the root of things. And that's why these people, some of you, keep going to these conferences every year and you never get change. You get there and you holler and you laugh and you have coffee and tea and food and laugh with the speakers and all, and they get you all going and everything, but your life has never changed. When you get alone, when you leave that environment, you still don't have a smile on your face because you've got grief emanating from a wounded, sinful heart that needs to repent and take personal responsibility and get down to the root of all your own problems that you have in your life. That's how God is going to clear you up and deeply deliver you to the root of the problem. And until then, you're not going to have the blessing of God on your life. And these people like this kind of stuff because that's how they make their money. They've made an industry of it. They are making merchandise of you. I'm just so amazed at how many people can continue to go on and not ask for answers and not look for the truth of the Word of God to get down to the core, the root of the things that ail them. There's no doubt we live in a fallen world. We are fallen creatures ourselves, that Jesus has made new creatures if you've been born again. But there's no doubt that we need deliverance, we need healing, but we don't need to spend our whole life or even a whole lot of time waiting around to get healed. That's what the church industry is about. It's about getting you in there, sitting you down, and keeping you there, because as long as you're there, you're going to be giving your money and supporting it so they can pay the pastor, or the pastor is the one running the show. He can pay himself, and he can pay the mortgage and have a good little profession. You see, that's the game they're running right there. I said, that's the game they're running, and you're the victim and the prey of it, and you're that way because you're gullible, and you need to repent of not seeking the knowledge of the Lord. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's your fault. You've had time to watch football. You've had time to watch basketball. You've had time to watch your stupid adultery-filled movies and TV programs, but you haven't taken time to study and know the Word of God. Get a King James Bible, repent, and begin studying the Word of God every day. Study and you show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. It's time to repent, to admit where you've done wrong. You've had other gods before God, and that's yourself. You put yourself first, and that's why you're fat, dumb, miserable, and you're not happy. You're miserable, like the Laodiceans, because you're full of self, and you need to repent and be full of the Savior. Die. You need to die. You are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And until you own that truth, you're going to suffer, and you're going to be miserable, and I pray God will increase that upon you to drive you to the foot of the cross to truly lay down your life. Now, before we close, again, I want to mention Jeremiah 1:10. God always wants to get down to the root of the problem, and He's not going to build and plant His blessings and kingdom in your life until you put an axe to the root of the sins you've committed and cut yourself off from them. Cut off your hand, pluck out your eye, repent, and ask God to fill you with the holy fear of the Lord before it's too late and you die in your sin and go straight to hell thinking that you're saved. That's Jeremiah 1:10. I'm praying for you, friend. I pray you'll do the right thing. Truly repent and get to the root. Pray that God will shine the light on the root of all your darkness and all the sin you did to cause you the hurts and the harms that are in your life and in your heart that God wants to heal. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 147:3, Jesus repeated that, actually a prophecy in Isaiah, in Luke 4:18. Jesus does want to heal your heart, but He's not going to do that until you get real with Him, get honest, and come to repentance. That's the first word of the gospel. And the devils that have been misleading you, and that's your fault too, by the way, you need to repent of that, following them instead of Christ and supporting them. You bid Godspeed to His enemies, and God's not happy about that. Repent of that. Return to the Lord. Look only to the Lord. Look only to the pure Word of God and get before God, and the Holy Spirit will guide and lead you through the Word and obey it, and God's going to set you free, heal your heart quickly, and get you ministering to other people. God bless you. Thank you for listening, friend.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com /audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture rich and Christ centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.